Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 7th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Overcoming Evil. And Brooksine's going to read three separate scripture texts today from Matthew 5, verse 6, 1 Timothy 6, verse 11, and Romans 12, verse 21.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
I passed a huge billboard near Reading, Pennsylvania, advertising a men's club. It showed a photo of one of the women and actually gave it her name and announced, "Really, really wicked." At least I'll give them credit for truth in advertising, for indeed this is really, really wicked. Yet this is just what so many in the world hunger and thirst after. The Bible says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." That's Isaiah 5, verse 20. Among the signs of culture's moral decay and downfall is a failure to uphold the Creator's standards. This leads to great confusion as to what even constitutes evil. That's just where we are right now. We are being flooded with perversions, and a great danger is the confusion regarding what is good and what is evil. Evil is being called good, and good is being called evil. In man's wisdom, the holy standards of God's words are often mocked. But here's God's assessment of fallen man from Romans 1, verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. As followers of Christ, we are called to overcome evil. I've seen a bumper sticker that says, "Real men don't do porn." Yes, indeed, real men of God daily seek to live their lives to serve God, hungering and thirsting after His righteousness. Today, let us determine that we will not hunger and thirst after the wickedness of the world, but rather after God's kingdom and righteousness.
Jesus, help me to remember that my character reflects that which I pursue daily. When I reflect that which is good, it is because I am pursuing the kingdom of God that is full of righteousness, peace, and joy. Help me to diligently exercise the gift of discernment so that I will always recognize the kingdom of darkness, which is full of evil, deceit, and chaos. Because of your Holy Spirit abiding in my life, I know that your good in me is greater than the evil that is in the world. By your grace, I will recognize and overcome the destructive forces of evil. Just an additional note today. Some of you with young children have a tremendous opportunity to engraft the Word of God into their hearts as you regularly sing the Scriptures. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. From Romans 12:21 is an excellent scripture to sing before sending your child to school. We enjoyed the songs on Steve Green's CD, Hide Him in Your Heart, for many years when Astaire was a child. And yet we still sing them word perfect many years later. As a matter of fact, we've been singing Romans 12:21 recently, even this morning as Astaire was preparing to eat breakfast. That's probably why it made its way today into the Daily Encouragement, as Stephen was hearing it in the background.
Amen. I think it probably was. It wasn't one of the initial texts that I chose to use today, and yet as I continued to prepare the message, it seemed like it came to my heart, and it probably was actually coming from upstairs where Brooksine and Astaire were having their devotions together. Let me add to Brooksine's comment about with young children. I would also say with young grandchildren. What a wonderful impact grandparents can have on their grandchildren. It's wonderful when you're merely supplementing the work of godly parents, your own children and the grandchildren's parents, but many times, at least in my observation, I know it to be true elsewhere as well, our own children may not follow after the ways of the Lord in all cases, at least for a season of their lives, and we have such an opportunity to impact that next generation or grandchildren with truth. There is a resource available on the website today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and it's that very CD that we used many years ago, probably back in the early 90s, I would guess, with the stair. I noticed it's still available. It's Steve Green's CD, and it's also a DVD now, with some of the songs apparently with video, called Hide Him in Your Heart. There's a link to more information about that and actually ability to purchase it. DailyEncouragement.net is an affiliate with Christian Book Distributors. If you were to go to that site and purchase that CD, that's what the Lord leads you to do, you'd like to do, we get a small commission based upon the purchase price of that and other resources that are purchased from that site. Well, it's a joy to serve the Lord today. I truly, in my life, want to overcome evil. And I want to overcome evil with good. And I encourage each podcast listener today to do the same. Our blessings from Brooksin and I upon each one of you.